All right, Happy New Year! 2015 is now upon us, and I thought I'd kick it off with a post that really just came from inspiration of what happened to me today. In this post, I talk a bit about sort of what's been going on the last month or so. I've just been sort of laying low. You know, I look at all these people writing about goal setting and strategies, and I thought, you know, before I just jump into the mix, I wanted to take some time and think about what's really important to me and why I'm doing some of the things I'm doing. And so this post came because I was reading a book this morning. So this one's called Get It Done, The Only Success Tip You'll Ever Need. I just read a book from start to finish, and it feels weird. Let me be honest with you for a moment about why that feels weird. Normally, I've got about 10 books on the go at any given moment, and all of them have bookmarks, you know, halfway through, and they're unfinished. And my question is, does this happen to you? Most of the people I talk to say it's the same for them. See, I've got stacks of books that I started and I haven't gone back to, partly because I may have lost interest, but more likely because my self-diagnosed ADD kicks in and I'm on to the next shiny object. Does that sound familiar? See, that doesn't apply to just books, but to my life as well. So today I want to talk about the lesson here and what we can do to really get things done this year. So first, let me tell you about the book I'm reading. It's called Zero to One, Notes on Startups and How to Build the Future by Peter Thiel, who is co-founder of PayPal. And I was given to it by a friend, and at first I thought, you know, I'm just going to add this to my other list of books I need to get to. Hey, I'm a busy guy, right? I'm an important, you know, I think all these things about what my life looks like. But Thiel, you know, I started reading it, and he gives some awesome advice on where we're all going wrong, and I love that he's taking this contrarian approach because it was really fresh. He kind of debunks a lot of the ideas that are out there about way people should be building their business. And the biggest takeaway for me was this concept of building whatever you do as a conceptual monopoly. See, become a monopoly of one and be the best at something. Forget about trying to copy what others are doing or get into a market where you can be a competitor. To create and capture lasting value, the lesson from the entrepreneur or for the entrepreneur is very straightforward. Don't build an undifferentiated commodity business. Of course, this is easier said than done. But the underlying message in the book is around the singular focus on one thing at a time. And you're probably just like me and you think you can do a bunch of stuff all at once, right? Well, this year for me is going to be different. I'm going to work harder on focusing my energies on one project at a time, whatever that is. All right, don't be a prisoner of your own goal setting. This was something that came to me, you know, back in December where I was thinking about writing all these goal setting posts, and I realized that I was just jumping into the mix. So some personal disclosure, I haven't written, like I said, a blog post for about a month, and it was on purpose. I felt extremely guilty too, right? It took time. I wanted to step back, reflect, and meditate on my goals for 2015, my own personal ones, but not in the sense of goal setting that, you know, I've written about and I see a lot of people writing about. I knew that at the beginning of the year, Facebook, email inboxes, and conversations would get blasted with, you know, make 2015 your best year ever, goal setting mastery, New Year's resolutions, and all sorts of stuff like that. And I'm going to be writing more on goals over the coming weeks too. But through December, we took some time for ourselves. We got a cabin with no cell or internet service, had a great holiday season, and connected with our friends. I wanted to step away from the busy stuff and see what I really wanted to do. I asked myself, do I really like writing blog posts? See, it's easy to get caught up doing stuff all the time. You'll hear me talk about that a lot. But does the stuff you work on actually help you today, tomorrow, and into the future? Or are you simply adding more to your plate? And just like me, do you feel guilty when you don't start aggressively setting goals and just getting to work because you feel you have to? So instead of diving into everything, I wanted to get a clear head and really feel my future. You know, taking the time to reflect is a very powerful tool. Now, I can set my goals that really matter, and now I'm going to feel completely in control of everything because it's my choice. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about making 2015 my most authentic year ever, so stay tuned for that. Let's get laser focused. Recently, about a month ago, I wrote about being laser focused, where I went through a few solid ideas to get more done, so you got to check that out. I've always subscribed to this idea, but like most people, I have a hard time eliminating distractions. Have you ever been in that state of flow, you know, where everything was just effortless? Was it when you juggled a bunch of different things, or were just super into something on its own? See, for me, it's always when I get things done one at a time. When you jump from idea to idea or project to project, you lose momentum, right? And it takes more energy from your brain to switch back and forth. I wrote about that in the multitasking post. The more projects you have on the go, the more energy you lose. And this is a perfect example. As I'm writing this post, I just got a text, right? I opened it, I read it, and I replied. It took about 30 seconds. But I felt the effect when I came back to write. And does this happen to you? See, let's go through it. First, there was the distraction of the phone vibrating and lighting up, and the crazy curiosity of, who is it? Then I wanted to look, so I picked it up. Then the time to slightly physically move my body to grab the phone and switch to the task. There's also that mental switch of that to text mode and not writing blog post mode. Then when the text is done, I have to reshift back into writing mode. When writing, there's a flow that happens, and getting back into that is hard. You know, I listen to classical music when I write, which helps me focus and maintain that flow too. So now that I'm consciously aware of all the steps, I understand why multitasking kills me. Add this to the fact that now the person has replied back and my phone went off again, but this time I didn't look. I kept going. There it goes again. I'm not gonna look. Nice work, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Now, how many times does this happen to us throughout the day? We got all these little tiny things that seem like minor distractions, but they add up to huge losses in what you can actually accomplish. This also happens to me when I read books. I realized this today too, and why I wrote this post in the first place. I realized it wasn't anything other than me letting myself get distracted. I thought about more about, you know, how do I read when I sit down and read? I have my phone beside me. I allow it to summon me, and I keep switching back and forth. No wonder I can't get things finished, right? I don't think it's a big deal, but I have all this stuff I want to get done. And sometimes it suffers because of the fact that I keep getting distracted. So this morning, I forced myself to finish that book. And like I said, it felt weird. It felt odd to get to the end and flip to the page of acknowledgments and image credits, biography, that kind of stuff. And I don't remember the last time I did that, but it was awesome. It was great, right? I read a tweet the other day that perfectly summed this up. And there's an image here. And the guy says, I didn't have internet on my phone for the past few hours. Finally graduated, got married, lost some weight, read 15 books and showered. How perfect is that? How much are we distracted every single day by smartphones? And it's not just the smartphone. It's the task switching back and forth, the little things that we think, those little 30 second switches of, I'm going to have a conversation with this person. I'm going to go, you know, grab a coffee. I'm going to, you know, do this or that. That's what throws us off, right? So the question is your future a matter of chance or design? This is really the burning question. As you set out to set your goals this year, what will you do differently? Will you try and pile more on your plate, work harder, or take on a variety of projects, all because you see everyone else doing the same? Sometimes I feel like what I'm doing is not enough, so I do more and more and more, and then I realize I got nothing done. To control your future, you must control your activities. Learn to say no, pick one thing, do it until it's done. Now, going back to the book, 0 to 1, there was a powerful passage that really resonated with me, and I want you to take a minute to reflect on it. Here it goes. You can expect the future to take a definite form, or you can treat it as hazily uncertain. If you treat the future as something definite, it makes sense to understand it in advance and to work to shape it. But if you expect an indefinite future ruled by randomness, you'll give up on trying to master it. Indefinite attitudes to the future explain what's most dysfunctional in our world today. Process trumps substance. When people lack concrete plans to carry out, they use formal rules to assemble a portfolio of various options. This describes Americans today. And this is geared towards Americans, but it applies to everybody. In middle school, we are encouraged to start hoarding extracurricular activities. In high school, ambitious students compete even harder to appear omnicompetent. By the time students go to college, he spent a decade curating a bewilderingly diverse resume to prepare for a completely unknowable future. Come what may, he's ready for nothing in particular. A definite view, by contrast, favors firm convictions. Instead of pursuing many-sided mediocrity and calling it well-roundedness, a definite person determines the one best thing to do and then does it. Instead of working tirelessly to make herself indistinguishable, she strives to be great at something substantive, to be a monopoly of one. This is not what young people do today, because everyone around them has long since lost faith in a definite world. No one gets into Stanford by excelling at just one thing, unless that thing happens to involve throwing or catching a leather ball. Wow, how cool is that? I read that and I'm like, man, that's exactly what's going on, right? So I want to ask you, how can you make yourself a definite person and shape your future? Instead of relying on a Darwinian evolution theory that accepts the way things are, what will you do to carve a new path? Can you resist the temptation to follow what others are doing? And will you make an impact? For me, this year is going to be all about finding those key few things that make the biggest difference and doing much deeper work on them. Instead of trying to be everywhere at once, I will read books from start to finish, do projects from start to finish, have less tabs open on my computer, and create space from my smartphone. And I will tell you all about it throughout the year. And as my first post of 2015, I'm excited to kick it off and help you do your best work. My goal this year is to help you understand the psychology of our behaviors, ways to do more with less, and how to unshackle ourselves from the stuff. This also means selling more, doing more, and of course, being more. And I'd love it if you'd liked and shared this post, and please comment below so I can hear your thoughts on the topic. I want to know what distracts you. What traps do you fall into? And what have you done to get more accomplished? So that's it for today. I hope this helps you just really unpack and, unshackle yourself from the prisons that we create of our goal setting and our smartphones and all the stuff that distracts us. So I hope this helps. Let's kick off 2015. And please reach out to me if you have questions and you want to have a discussion and how I can help you. Talk to you soon.